Hi everyone, this is Carissa from Adore Them, a parenting website that provides expert advice and resources to help you find the joy in parenting. The article that I'm about to read for you is part of our friendships collection and is titled, How to Host the Perfect Coffee Date, and is written by me and sponsored by the Apollo Box. The older I get, the more I realize how important friends really are. Some you may talk to daily, while others you might catch up with once every few months or even years. But how fun when you can pick up right where you left off. And the older I get, the more I realize how important true friends really are. Some might just be passing through, while others will be with you for decades or even a lifetime. These special people, no matter how long they stay, end up being the lifelines that get us through the many phases of life. They are there to celebrate the good times, and they are there to support you through the hard times. As life changes, you enter new phases and meet new people with similar interests or that are in the same stage of life. Remember when your elementary friends turned into your high school friends, who were replaced with new college friends, and eventually traded for married friends, who one day turned into mom friends? The circle of life and friendships is truly beautiful. And if you're lucky, sometimes those old friends from school become your mom friends again. You pick up where you left off, although now you are attending preschool orientation together instead of checking out the newest restaurant or shop in town. But the older we get, the harder it can be to make that extra time for our friends. As a busy parent, you are already trying to find that balance of home, work, and life. So where do you find the time to get together? Maybe you do your Target or Costco runs together or catch up quick at preschool drop-off. Maybe you meet up at the gym, go for a walk, or talk on the phone when you are folding laundry. I know I tried to do all of these, but sometimes a long talk in person is just what you need. Quality time with little or no interruptions. And while a nice lunch or dinner out is always a treat, other things can stand in the way. Sometimes the budget just simply won't allow, or you can't find a babysitter, or you just don't have all the time that a trip out requires. My favorite way to catch up? For me, right now in this phase of life, I have found that my favorite way to catch up with a dear friend is simply over a cup of coffee. Sometimes we will meet at a cute coffee shop down the street, but usually I prefer to simply host at my house. There is something about meeting in someone's home that makes it feel more personal. And if you need to laugh really loud or cry really hard, no one is around to judge. If you need to vent or discuss something personal, no one else is around to hear. Recently, I had a dear friend over for some coffee and dessert. We both had a limited amount of time, and both of our little boys were out of preschool for the day. So I filled my family room with toys and turned on a movie. It kept our children occupied while we sat around a little table that I moved into my kitchen. I should note that this article is filled with gorgeous photo examples of how to host the perfect coffee date. So if you want to take a look at the photos, head on over to adorethem.com and look for the friendships collection, and you will find this article in there. But I'm going to continue reading for you because I think there's also value in just listening to all of the tips. I recently ordered a few fun new decor pieces, and I mixed them with a few things I already had on hand. I whipped up a simple little dessert ahead of time, and this dessert is listed in the article if you want to take a look. I picked up a few cupcakes at the grocery store, I brewed a fresh pot of strong coffee, basically espresso, and turned a simple morning into a more memorable one with much needed time with my dear friend. This did not take long to create, and it did not cost much money, and now the next time I have a coffee date, I can layer with additional elements. By taking these few extra minutes to set up, I was able to create a simple yet elegant setting that I know left my friend feeling extra special. It allowed for us to share real discussions about real things happening in our life without any of those public interruptions and in a fun, intimate setting. Putting it all together, the Apollo Box has become my go-to for fun, unique accessories, and I love getting creative and using some new pieces with other pieces that I have collected over the years. Too often, our beautiful accessories sit in a cupboard somewhere, and fancy coffee with a friend is the perfect excuse to pull them out. Here's what I used for this particular coffee date. Recently, I ordered this beautiful flower plate and bowl set, but in different colors, which allows for more variety in the future. I paired them with white plates I already had in my cabinet. I turned my all-glass shot glasses into my dessert holders. The gorgeous pair of shot glasses that our coffee or espresso is in are from the Apollo box. I got an adorable set of six, again allowing for more variety in the future. Also, shot glasses do not always need to be for alcohol. Get creative like I did here. The cake stand and teapot were already mine. The mason jar was a gift from my sister, filled with flowers that were from a friend. And the beautiful rose light jar was also from the Apollo box. It lights up, so it will be perfect for evening displays as well. Overall, it is a little bit of new mixed with what I already had on hand, and I think it turned out perfectly. I also played around with the arrangement a bit to showcase what it could look like if you had more than one special guest or if you wanted to do more of a grab and go. I love the idea of sitting around the family room or out on the patio with a simple, beautiful table of treats. And the cards with inspirational quotes on them add some extra personality and warmth to the table as well. And if you want to try it for yourself, my advice is this. Look for a store that sells unique items. Every once in a while, treat yourself to a few new pieces, but look for colors that complement what you already have on hand. This will allow you to mix and match. Also, look for things in different sizes, shapes, heights, and even textures. But if the colors are similar, you will always be able to make a beautiful display no matter what you are serving. The reason I like the Apollo box so much is because they offer a variety of very different and completely unique accessories. You can order individually or set a budget and get a monthly delivery filled with amazing surprises. And lastly, next time you are tempted to pick a restaurant or a coffee shop to meet up with a friend, I encourage you to instead plan something at your home. Do not be intimidated. Creating a simple yet elegant setting is not complicated. I find it fun to create something different and enjoy the mix and match. There are no rules, no expectations, and it's very budget friendly, usually even less expensive than a babysitter and a dinner out, but it still offers all of the fun and sometimes the setting is even more intimate. A big thank you to our feature business, the Apollo Box, for offering 15% off to Adore Them readers. Please use coupon code ADOREThem, all capital case and all one word, at checkout for 15% off your entire purchase. And if you haven't heard of the Apollo Box, they are fully personalized for you. They are your personal shopper. They know what you like and they will find what you need, offering a totally free service designed to save you time and effort. They help customers discover, collect, and share the world's most creative products. Each product is hand-picked from vendors around the world, and you can find unique gifts for your family and friends, and even use augmented reality to virtually place them in your room before you even buy them. For more parenting content, check out adorethem.com, where we publish a new collection each week that focuses on a different parenting topic. These collections include articles, videos, printables, products, and more. Thank you for listening and be sure to subscribe.